I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 2nd. There are 1,274 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 1,084 recoveries. The death toll of 130 has remained unchanged for over a week. There are now 8 active cases, and 52 cases have been referred for treatment. Quincy police say there will be no 4th of July bonfires in Quincy this year. In a post on their social media, police say the traditional bonfires on Howes Neck, Marymount, and Squantum will be prohibited this year due to the pandemic. Police, fire, and DPW personnel will be stationed at the traditional bonfire locations throughout the weekend to prevent people from dropping off wood or other materials. Police say the decision was not made lightly. However, they say the health and safety of the community is of the utmost importance. There is a renewed call to remove the North Quincy High School mascot. Organizers say the Yaku is a racist depiction of Native Americans and should be changed. Armenian American and North Quincy High alum Dr. Alan Yakubian created the Yaku in his image. Yaku supporters say the mascot honors the area's Native American history. School officials say they will open a dialogue about the Yaku with the community. The Boston Cannons Major League Lacrosse team will not be playing at their home field of Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy this year. The league has announced that it will play the 2020 season at Annapolis, Maryland. The week-long season will kick off on July 18th and end with a Final Four playoff the last weekend in July. This marks the 20th anniversary for the Cannons and Major League Lacrosse. The United States Postal Service will be closed on Saturday for the Independence Day holiday, and there will be no regular mail delivery. There's no delay, though, in the curbside collection of trash or recycling in Quincy this week or next week because of the 4th of July coming on a Saturday this year. But the DPW and the DPW rear yard on C Street will be closed Friday and Saturday. And the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy will be closed for curbside pickup on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the holiday. Then expanded curbside pickup will begin on Monday at the main branch. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, July 2nd.